He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the, what day is it? This has been such a volatile week. I forget what day it is. I think it's Tuesday. I think it's February the 6th, Tuesday. I remember who I am, just barely. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We've had a wild couple of days here in the market, beginning with Friday. But look, today we're up. How about that? I think the futures were down 1,000 points last night as I was getting ready to retire. Not from the business. Come on, just to get some sleep. But right now the Dow is up 304 points. However, we're at 24,650. No more 26,000. The NASDAQ is up 61 points right now. We're at 7,029 now on the NASDAQ after we dipped below 7,000 yesterday. The S&P 500 is up 26 points right now. That's 1%. It's at 2,674. No more 2,800 on the S&P. The Russell 2000 up 0.5% today. That puts it at 1,498. Let's see what else we've got going on here. Crude oil is getting a little bounce today, up 13 cents. 64.28. Gold is down $2 per ounce at 13.34. Silver's down 2 cents, 16.65. The dollar up a little bit today. The 10-year bond has come back in about 8 basis points. We're at 2.77. We got up to 2.85. The VIX is way down, 38% today. Wow, what a ride in the VIX. They need a new ride at Knott's Berry Farm called the VIX, or inverse the VIX, 22.94. It got up to 50 yesterday. And where's Bitcoin today? Bitcoin is at $7,000 after being at $19,000. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, where I've kept you in the market since March 27th, 2009, and the newsletter once again on Saturday after Friday's big plunge, set to stay in the market. In fact, if anything, fundamentals have gotten way better in the market. The E in PE is going up. And that's lowered the forward P.E. ratio of the S&P 500. I'll bet you didn't know that. Did you know that last week the forward P.E. of the S&P was 18.4? And because the E is coming in so strong in this first quarter, well, actually we're reporting the fourth quarter now of 2017, that the E's gone up, well, if you're dividing into a bigger number, you get a lower PE. Now the forward PE of the S&P is 18, but I got to believe after yesterday's plunge, we're down into the 17s again, which makes the market quite juicy. That's the stock market. Stocks plunged yesterday. It was a wild day. It was an emotional day. It was a roller coaster day. It was a scary day. It was fraught with volatility. In fact, the inverse volatility ETF blew up yesterday. Blew up. We'll talk about that in a minute. XIV, the inverse volatility index, I think it went to zero. I think they're cashing out. I think they're done. I think all those guys betting against volatility are just done. I know that thing is closed today while they sort things out, but it doesn't look good. We had the market, which was pretty stable in the morning yesterday. All of a sudden, it took off. The programs kicked in, the computers, the robots, program trading, hitting sell stops. Then the buy trades came in, and then the sell trades came in. We were down 1,500 points at one point in time. Last Friday, as the market started to fall off, I bought an inverse Dow hedge, pretty sizable. Big chunk. And I bought an inverse semiconductor hedge, which was leveraged three times because I felt like the semiconductors were very, very vulnerable. Well, yesterday during the plunge, I covered both of those. I sold them. I didn't buy the hedges right at the bottom of, or right at the top of the market, and I didn't sell them right at the bottom, but I caught a lot of the middle. And that helped ease the pain quite a bit. I held it for one day, 24, well, and over the weekend. And the inverse Dow that I had, I sold for a 3% profit, but on a very large position. And the inverse semiconductor position that I had, I sold for about a 13% profit in 2 days. I bought the one of them in my Premier Growth portfolio, and I bought the other one in my Ultra Growth portfolio. So that helped out a lot. Still, with everything, you know, with the breath as just negative as it was over Friday and yesterday, yeah, we still took a loss for sure. But I believe that the market goes higher. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next week, but you've now been, all of you. Okay, here's the test. I always hear these people, they tell me, I'm waiting for a pullback in the market. Okay, now you've got your pullback. Are you ready to step forward now? Or now are you afraid to go in because it might go lower? You know what? If you would base your decisions on numbers and not emotion, you'd be a lot better off. Because emotion gets you into nothing but trouble. You're selling at the bottom. You're buying at the top. And I would say a lot of the January buyers were people that were getting in late, just like they were buying Bitcoin in December, right? November, December, gobbling up Bitcoin because they don't want to miss the ride. Just like they were gobbling up single-family homes in 2007 with no money down. Well, no risk in that, is there, right? If it goes up in value, you cash out, you made a little equity there. Just like they were gobbling up the dot-coms late in the game back in March of 2000. There's a lot of Johnny-come-latelys, and they're the ones that always get smacked. And they leave. Their egos bruised, their wallets bruised, and they say, see, the stock market's not for me. They're emotional. And they were probably selling yesterday when the market was down 1,500 points, so they got hurt bad. If you bought at the height of January and you sold at the bottom of yesterday's plunge, you lost about 10% just like that, pal. That's not how you play the market. You have to go off of numbers. You have to go off of earnings. Two of the most important theorems. These are truisms in the market. Bonds follow interest rates. Stocks follow earnings. That's why I devote much of my newsletter every week to the big E, earnings. Just like real estate is location, location, location. Stock market is earnings, earnings, earnings. Okay, now let's talk about that VIX for a minute. You can actually invest in volatility. Now, I never play that game. I mean, what am I buying when I buy volatility? How do you predict volatility? How do you predict what North Korea is going to do? How do you predict what Al-Qaeda is going to do? How do you predict, you know, government scandal or whatever else that causes volatility? To me, it's an intangible. And then you've got all the people that are betting against volatility, the XIV, which is upside down the VIX. Well, there were two such funds, XIV, and there was another one. I'm not sure the symbol, but it was another custodian. The custodian of XIV is Credit Suisse. Well, that had a $1.8 billion in it. Right now it's closed while they sort things out, but it may have gone to zero yesterday, the XIV. That was one of the number one ranked ETFs in my app for a long time, off and on, because there was just no volatility in the market, and betting against volatility in the market was a great play. But I avoided it. I said, you know, what are you investing in here? You're investing in sentiment, and sentiment can flip and change on a dime, which it did last Friday. And from what I understand, this XIV is going to just go bust. All the money in it, done. It's gone. Toast. Because it could not keep up with the action in the market yesterday. And, of course, the company behind XIV is Credit Suisse, which is a Swiss bank. That stock today, it's down 1%. I mean, that's just a little blip. Credit Suisse is a $47 billion company. A $1.6 billion ETF that they were the custodian of is not going to blow up this big Swiss bank by any means. But all these little guys that were investing in volatility and betting against volatility, you're investing in thin air. And now that thin air is rarefied air. There's nothing left there to breathe. When we come back, is this a major buying opportunity in the market? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Dog. No, now the Dow's gone negative. So it's going to be all over the map today. But in the end, it comes back to earnings. Let's just take a look here. One of the reasons why the market started on this Mr. Toad's wild ride on Friday was the jobs report that came out. And the jobs report came out hotter than expected. 200,000 jobs were created, more than the estimate. But the big number was that wages were going up. And that's a big sign to inflation hawks, those that chew their fingernails over inflation. There's nothing to chew your fingernails over the last several years, as there's been zero inflation. I personally think that the Amazon effect, prices have been driven down over the last several years because of online shopping. Macy's can't charge those big fat margins that they used to charge. It's hard to raise prices in a world where everybody's trying to be the other guy in pricing. And there has been no wage increases for the last 8 years. Now, all of a sudden, we got a 2.9% jump in wages. So the big I word, inflation, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, peeked around the corner and said, boo, and it scared a lot of investors. Today you've got Ballard, St. Louis Fed president, saying, I caution against interpreting good news from labor markets as translating directly into higher inflation. In other words, he's saying the market should not be selling off. The market should not be afraid of inflation right now. He says the correlation between wages and inflation has broken down in recent years. In fact, he's saying that there's almost zero correlation between inflation and wage increases. So I think this big inflation fear is way overdone. I also said in my newsletter over the weekend that I think that the big sell-off in the bond market was done for now, and that was as of last Friday. I wouldn't be buying inverse bond funds right now. I think that the bond market's going to settle down, and I think interest rates are going to drop and come back in a little bit, and they have. They've come down about 10 basis points since I wrote my newsletter. I also said in the newsletter that, if anything, the economy is accelerating. If anything, the earnings that are actually coming in from Wall Street are, this is one of the best quarters I've ever witnessed. And as I look across the board here at different economic indicators, German factory orders soar in December. Okay, we look around the world, we look at the economy around the world, for a gauge is how the economy is going and future direction of earnings. German factory orders soar in December. All right. Now, we've got companies reporting earnings today. BP, which sold off wickedly yesterday. I own BP in my income portfolio. Do you know that BP yesterday got clear down to almost 30, well, it got down to $36 a share, but it wasn't there for very long. Now it's 40. You could have made 11% in BP if you could have caught it at the bottom. BP profit surges on the back of strong downstream earnings. BP currently has a dividend yield, by the way, of 6%. I would much rather own shares of BP yielding 6% than a U.S. Treasury yielding 2.75%. So very strong earnings from BP today. What else do we have? General Motors beats by 27 cents. Now, this has been a real trend. This current quarter, we're in earnings season. Do you know how good this earnings season? This is the best earnings season that I can remember. And we're only halfway through it. In fact, as we look at the statistics so far in this current earnings season, as of Friday, we had 50% of the companies in the S&P 500 have now reported earnings. That's a pretty good sample, right? 77% have beat their earnings estimates. Well, you can add two more, and I'm going to add a whole bunch more here in a minute. GM beat their earnings estimates. BP beat their earnings estimates. But more importantly, normally, it's about 60% of companies beat their top line revenue sales estimates. 80%. That's an all-time record. 80% of companies have beat their sales estimates. This is a record number of companies beating their sales estimates. And here we go again. BP beats their sales estimates, beats their earnings estimates. General Motors beats their earnings estimates, beats their sales estimates. GM got clear down to 39 yesterday. It's 41 today. I don't own GM, but it's a good sign that they beat earnings by a wide margin. Strong North America results. Okay, we've got booming factory orders in Germany. We've got strong North America results from GM. Emerson Electric beats by 3 cents. Beats on revenues. I said in my newsletter last week that this trend of beating earnings and beating sales is just going to continue as the second half of these S&P 500 companies report their earnings. In fact, you're going to be blown away when we come back by what's happening to the earnings estimates for this year and next year. They're going higher by the week. If stocks follow earnings and earnings expectations, and earnings are coming in much stronger than expected, and expectations are going much higher than expected, stocks are going to follow. Here we go. More good news. Stiefel ups Micron target to over double yesterday's close. Archer Daniels Midland beats by 12 cents. Cummins beats earnings, beats sales estimates. Generic drug maker AmerisourceBergen beats by 20 cents, beats on revenues. Allergan beats earnings estimates, beats on revenues. Now, I'm not just cherry picking. These are all the companies of any significance that have reported today. Asbury Automotive, they sell cars. They beat by 22 cents. Dunkin' Brands, even donut sales are up, for heaven's sakes. The lines are longer at Dunkin' Donuts than the analyst expected. It now takes 2 minutes and 23 seconds to get a wedding cake donut. Dunkin' Brands beats estimates. Becton Dickinson, this is a dental company. They beat by 7 cents. They beat revenues. WellCare Health Plans. We're looking at industries from across the broad spectrum of our economy, from dental stocks to donut stocks. WellCare beats by 11 cents, beats on revenues. Now, what is this doing to the bottom line of S&P 500 earnings? Therein lies the best indicator for the future of this market. More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. Something I learned during the plunge on Friday and yesterday is that, you know, the old way of looking at technical analysis and the support levels and the buy levels, you know, that's what humans watch. Yesterday, without any question, the machines kicked in because it was a very orderly sell-off yesterday. Nothing unusual. You know, you're going to get corrections from time to time. And that's what was happening. And then about with an hour and a half to go in the day, somewhere around there, here came the machines. And I believe that a lot of the machines were programmed to sell stocks if the volatility level reached a certain point. And when that volatility reached that certain point, bang, here come the robots with their orders. They could hardly keep up in New York. And the volatility index, the VIX, V-I-X-X, which has been one of the worst bets in the market for the last couple of years, has just been diving. It's the worst index in my app, number right at the bottom, that and inverse the S&P 500. Well, all of a sudden, when those sell orders triggered by the machines, the volatility index spiked, which triggered even more sells. And it wiped out all of those that were short volatility, judged by the ETF XIV, which I think is going to close down here. I think Bitcoin has a little bit to do with it, just a little bit. I mean, the sell-off in Bitcoin is definitely correlated with the spookiness in the market, but Bitcoin has nothing to do with the economy. Bitcoin has nothing to do with earnings. I warned about Bitcoin. Now it's under 7,000. It was 19,000 at one time. But I think what I learned is, you know, I actually went in and I bought an inverse fund on last Friday. I went into DOG. That's just simply inverse the Dow Jones Industrial Average. I bought it as a hedge. And I ended up making 3% on it, but I had a very large position in it. So 3% is quite a bit of money. I didn't buy it right at the top of the Dow. And I didn't sell it yesterday right at the bottom because I sold it when it reached my target price on the downside. I said in my newsletter, I think the Dow is going to finally settle right around 25,000. And when it got down to 25,000 and just a little bit below it, I sold my DOG for a 3% gain. Okay, not a big profit, but hey, it's better than riding the market down 7%, 10% in 2 days. What happened is when the market hit that 25,000 level, all these machines kicked in that we didn't used to have to worry about. Now, that's an intangible for me. I have no idea when the machines are going to kick in, where they're programmed. And that drove the market. I could have held on to my DOG a little bit longer, but I was happy to take my profit. Now, over in the NASDAQ side of things, last Friday, I bought the inverse semiconductor index as a hedge. I bought a 5% position overall. So if you have a $100,000 portfolio, I put $5,000 into the semiconductor three-time short index because I felt like the semiconductors had just been a very weak spot, very vulnerable. And that thing shot up on Friday after I bought it. And yesterday it was way up. I eventually sold it yesterday for a 14.3% gain in 2 days on a 5% position. I didn't buy it right at the top, and I didn't sell it right at the bottom of the market. But 14.3% took a little bit of cushion, a little bit of a cushion out of a bumpy ride over Friday and Saturday. But the intangible that we have in the market today is the machine and the program trading. Because when that kicks in, I mean, we had the flash crash back in 2010, which wiped out. That's why I don't use sell stops anymore, automatic sell stops. All those sell stops got wiped out during that plunge. And yesterday, I know there was a vault, there was trades, there were machines programmed against volatility. And when that happened, the volatility index shot up. The market was down 1,600 points. And then it quickly came back 800 points. I mean, you didn't even have a chance to buy down there at that bottom. Let's take all of that out of the equation. And let's come back to earnings of the S&P 500. Since 2009, earnings of the S&P 500 have been going up year over year. The market follows earnings. Stocks follow earnings. And as long as earnings continue to increase, which they're going to increase again this year, you'd be blown away by the number they're going up this year versus last year. The market's going to follow as long as the market doesn't get too expensive. We now have 50% of the companies in the S&P 500 that have now reported during current earnings season. 77% have beat their earnings estimates. But here's the crazy number. 80% have beat their sales estimates. And I know Charles Payne at the last Financial Fest was crowing about this number. I crowed about it about 2 hours before he spoke in my presentation that I made. This has driven the forward PE of the S&P down from 18.4 to 18. In fact, I got to believe that with yesterday, we're down in the 17.5 area as far as the forward PE. The market's not cheap, but it's very sustainable. And I'm not the only one that believes that. Warren Buffett said recently that this valuation of the market, given the low interest rates that exist today, this PE ratio is very sustainable. Now, in addition to that, earnings estimates coming in stronger than expected. We're now looking for 13.4% growth in this quarter versus the same quarter last year. And that's also been rising. When we started the quarter, we were only looking for 11% growth. But as companies have come in and beat, that number just keeps being revised upwards. That's the biggest upwards revision to earnings expectations in years, okay? In years. This is huge. You got to go back to 2010 to find this is a way better quarter than then. This is the best quarter that I've seen in years. Now listen to this. So quarter four is what we're now reporting. And we are coming in much stronger than expected. And we're starting to get the impact of the tax cuts. These companies are now saying, you know, that's just going to fatten our bottom line. We're now looking for this quarter that we're currently involved in. We're almost halfway through the first quarter. We're looking for 16.9% growth versus the same quarter last year. Next quarter, we're looking for 18.3% growth. The quarter after that, 19.8% growth. And the fourth quarter of this year, we're looking for 14.2% growth in earnings. For the year, we're looking for 16.8% growth in earnings versus last year. All things being equal, the market should be up about 17%. This year, given the growth in earnings. In addition to this, we're now looking ahead to next year. We're getting good numbers for next year. Now, here's what's happened overall. Before this earnings season started, my earnings estimates for this year, and the consensus on the street was about $146 per share. Last week it went up to 150. 2 weeks ago it went up to $153 per share. And this past week it went up to $156. That's almost the exact number that I predicted a year ago when I said, look, when they get these tax cuts, we're going to add about 10% to earnings. That makes the market 10% more valuable than where it is today. My target price for this year, 2018, S&P 500 is right around 3,000. And it got cheaper yesterday. It's too bad we couldn't have had some kind of program that kicked in and bought. Right now, the S&P 500 is at 2638. And I think it's headed for 3,000. I'm not even going to get into next year because that number keeps going higher too. We were at $167 per share for 2019, would be record earnings. And now we're up to $172 per share. So the target price just keeps moving higher. It's pretty hard to be bearish at all on the stock market, despite this volatility that we've seen, which is based on inflation fears, which are overblown, you have to go back to earnings, the E under the P, which creates the PE. The PE just got cheaper, and earnings just kept getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Yet there's that volatility that you got to deal with. It's best to deal with the tangibles, not the intangibles. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I've been saying for the last several weeks in my newsletter, one of the most important segments in the newsletter is the technical analysis that I do each week of the major indexes. You know, I do the newsletter mostly for my own good. You say, why do you go through so many things? Well, it's mostly pictures. I like to look at these pictures and see what they're drawing. And I've said for the last several weeks, I said, look, January was just way too overblown here. The NASDAQ's extended, technically. The S&P's extended, technically. The Dow's extended, technically. And the bond market's ready to roll off of a cliff. Well, the markets were extended, technically. And I think a lot of this is just technical damage or technical extension that's being taken out of the market here. I said the NASDAQ has support somewhere in that 7,000 level. It was at 7,500. So it had 500 points technically to give up. And guess where the NASDAQ has settled here? Right in that 7,000, just below 7,000 area where there is good support. All right. I said on the Dow, I said, look, the technicals. The Dow has support down around 25,000. Well, it got down to 25,000. Then it overshot a little bit because of the machines. And now it's established a support level at about 24,000. So, look, if you're going from a risk-to-reward ratio, the Dow now has pretty good support in the 24,000 area, and you're just above that. So you don't have a whole lot of downside risk here. And you could be picking off. I'll be doing that today. I actually bought two stocks yesterday. I bought for new clients. I already have a huge position in Facebook. Facebook was down a little bit. Facebook recently reported earnings, and I revised my target price by about $50 on Facebook. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go in here and buy some Facebook. That was one that I bought. The other one that I bought was PayPal. Because PayPal recently lost eBay, I guess they were the provider for eBay. I don't use eBay, so I don't really know, but I know that PayPal had most of eBay's business, and eBay opened it up to other other payment methods. But I didn't see any change in the earnings estimates to PayPal, and so I did go in yesterday and I bought some PayPal. Those were the only two stocks that I bought. I sold my dog, my inverse Dow. Oh, I should have waited until that 15. I sold it when the Dow was down 650 points. I said, I think that's the end of it. I'm going to take my profit here and run, which I did. I picked up my chips, and I left the inverse, the don't pass line, which I had a pile of chips. I had a 7.5% position as a hedge in my premier growth portfolio. And I picked up my chips when the market was down 650 yesterday. And, of course, it went down 1,500, but it happened so quickly. When those machines kicked in, it would have been very difficult. I'm happy. I made some money on a large position in 2 days. I hedged my portfolios. My clients know that if I see things going wrong, that I'm not afraid to step up to the plate, add a few inverse funds to protect myself. And, of course, when eventually, and we're nowhere near that point yet, when eventually earnings top out of this current cycle, we troughed in 2009 in earnings. Earnings have been growing ever since. We're going to have record earnings this year and record earnings next year. And as I've said over the last several weeks, earnings are accelerating. They're not petering out. They're accelerating. They're not decelerating. They're accelerating. And the target price of the S&P just continues to go higher, and the economy just continues to strengthen. So, yeah, you're going to get some emotional people coming along, the Bitcoin people, the weed stock traders, you know, the people that like a good story and want to get in before it's too late. They cause a lot of volatility when things get near the top. And during a sell-off, you get a little panic going on like we saw yesterday. And now you've got this machine effect, which is really hard to predict. I just think it means that stocks and indexes now overshoot on the upside more than they used to, and they overshoot on the downside a little bit more than they used to, because normally the humans see this market hitting towards a strong support level, and the humans start buying, like me. But the machines, they don't know what to do. They're just programmed with all these algorithms, and they're going wild. And that's what I think you saw yesterday. So that caused the market to overshoot its support level by about 1,000 points, actually, on the downside in the Dow. And that was caused by the machines. But you can see how quickly it popped right back up again. So the machines have added a measure of unpredictability. It should not scare you out of the market in the least, however, because when you come back and sink your teeth into the tangibles, which are earnings, that's still a very delicious piece of fruit, ripe on the tree and getting better and better and sweeter all of the time. Don't pick it yet. The market is not over yet. The stock market is not over yet. Earnings and the economy are accelerating. If you want to be short this market, be my guest. You know, Fox Business has this guy on a couple times a week. He's been wrong for 2 years. Why would you keep inviting him back? He's the most negative guy I've ever met. Well, I haven't met him, but I've ever heard. And he keeps saying, oh, this market is going to keep going down. You don't want to buy it till it goes down another 2,000 or 3,000 points. He's been saying that now for years. Well, I see earnings accelerating. I see the economy accelerating. I really don't think that the inflation fears are there yet. This is still a very good environment for equities. A very good environment, but not just any equity, not just GE or some of the worst stocks now. You have to be in the best stocks now. And if things get dicey again, we've got those inverse funds in our toolkit, and if earnings start to peak and the economy starts to roll over and contract, those inverse funds are going to come in real handy. We deployed them for 2 days. Take a little blow, the little cushion out of the blow. Anyways, as you can tell, I'm an active manager. I'm not passive by any means. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Stay on top of the market with my newsletter every week, GundersonCapital.com. Stay calm. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.